The pre-dawn light began to tentatively touch the pills of Coronet City, making the dark gray connected islands somewhat lighter gray before the sun would rise and turn them to their glory of, well, a little bit lighter gray than that. The city was always gray in some shade or other. Through the dark gray, Han sought an answer to the question that seemed to come up a lot. How was he going to get out of this with his life? Kilmo had not been content with letting him go. After he and his gang had gathered up the metal vials, they'd started after him. All in all, this mad dash for his life was not unlike all the other mad dashes for his life. Adrenaline surged as he ran down the alley, dodging trash, boxes, leaking canisters of... he didn't want to know. Feet, human and non-human, pounded the street behind him. Ahead lay Naro Sinar Boulevard, one of the bridges that connected the island pills of Coronet. He aimed to cross it and hit the alley on the other side, lose the pursuers in the maze of power generators and desalinization units. It was a solid plan, one that had saved him countless times in the past. He definitely didn't want to move from the shadows into the street that had just started to wake, with L1G droids powering on and getting to work. But something caught his eye. Kilmo had been driving an M68 Landspeeder. Shiny, brand new, and just sitting there. I guess you don't worry about leaving your speeder in a bad part of town when you're what makes the town bad, Han thought. Still, Kilmo should have known better than to leave a street racing quality speeder, an open-air model at that, just sitting there with only its security system to protect it. This speeder was treasure. Treasure that would lead to freedom and a ticket away from this grimy and downtrodden life. He threw himself out into the street, dodging around the tall droids, some of them protesting that he was impeding their work. He hoped they would shield him from his pursuers, but there weren't a lot of droids or people out at this time of day. When he reached the speeder, he ducked down and rolled under it, panting and watching. Feet wandered past his hiding place, most of them human engineering boots and droid feet. No surprise. The best barely living wage jobs were in the factories. The Corellians were famous for starship designs and construction. Most jobs on the world had to do with building starships, testing the mechanical and electrical parts, and designing them. And those jobs tended to work you to death. They were marginally better than the other jobs on the planet. No fish guts. The local jobs that paid less consisted of fishmonger, sailor, and thief. Han, like most orphans, outcasts, and runaways in Coronet City, held the last job. Most respectable jobs had dried up since the Empire had claimed the planet as its own and put its citizens to work building Imperial ships. Gangs and crime had risen in the subsequent years, as more and more desperate people looked to find a way to feed themselves. And there were the rat gangs, taking orphaned and poor kids to their bosom, offering food and credits for lifted goods. Joining the White Worms had seemed like a great idea at the time. A family to replace the one he'd had, or at least a place he could sleep off the streets. Unfortunately, this family also came with danger on the street, beatings within the grimy lair, and a constant reminder that you were worth much less than the clothes they put on you and the portions they grudgingly gave you. And if the authorities caught you outside doing the worms' dirty jobs, you were on your own. No one would come and help. Han had fallen into this life as a boy, and there was still no end in sight.